when this funny Gleep gives me the stopwatch.
Yeah, that's what George called him, a Gleep.
This crazy Gleep gave me this watch.
That's what George called him, a Gleep.
Gleep.
I guess that's it. I guess we're just done.
Are we doing another one? Because if we're doing another one, we can just keep recording. Then you can do the thing, because then we don't have to wait for you to do this, and then...
Oh, see, that's really smart. Yeah, we're, like, the episode's already started. That's how seamless it was for us.
What is this, next week? If you... Colin Jacobson.
Yeah, that's me.
Big question.
No, Fitch, that's me.
If you could meet anyone... I hate the wording.
Well, say it how it's worded.
Why doesn't it... If you could meet anyone in this world today, who would you meet?
Okay, so it can't be from another world.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Okay.
It has to be today.
And I'm assuming this isn't the question of, like, if you could go back in time, who would you have brunch with? This is more of a, they have to be alive. Well, I guess they don't have to be, but if I said, like...
I think they have to be. I think that's why it says this world today.
I was going to say, like, if I chose, like, a King Tutankhamun.
Yeah.
He would be a mummy, still.
Plus, you'd probably get some weird disease.
Yeah, he would die from that. So, I can choose anyone I want, but if they're dead, they're still just dead.
That's fair.
So, yeah, I guess my choice would be Jesus of Nazareth.
I don't think he's here. I think he left.
He's not in this world.
I think he floated up. He T-posed away.
Well, see, okay, so my thought process is kind of a little bit of a loophole of the question.
Okay.
If I could meet anyone in this world today, who would it be? That means I can pick anyone outside of this world, but I would just be meeting them in this world. Is that fair to say?
What?
Read the question again.
If you could meet anyone in this world today, who would you meet?
That means I can choose anyone, whether they're in this world or outside of this world, but I will be meeting them in this world.
I could see how you see it like that.
So that's a loophole.
I'll accept it, yeah.
Okay. So, Jesus of Nazareth, I'm going to choose.
I like the who would be part interests me of, like, I can meet, like, a garbage man, but then I can pick, like, he's actually Jesus. If I meet a garbage man, they would be Jesus.
Oh,
and not only
okay.
am I choosing who I would meet, I'm choosing who they would
be. So, you're interpreting
I'm making the Messiah.
That's actually really cool.
This is a better question.
That's like going...
Who would you turn into God?
That's like going one step further of my loophole. I really like that. Okay, so who would you meet and who would they be?
Yeah. If you could assign any position to a living or dead historical figure, nah, what would you do?
I just think it would be weird, like...
I think Napoleon would be an ice cream. So that way when I call Neapolitan ice cream Napoleon ice cream, I'm not fucking wrong.
And dumb?
Correct.
I was
like, how'd you know about that new flavor? People at Kemp's freak out because it's unreleased. It's a company secret. And I know about it.
So if I go and I say, like, I'm going to go talk to... I'm going to go meet the garbage man.
Yeah.
And it's...
Hitler.
Well, it has to be someone who's alive.
Well.
And it's...
I met Napoleon.
Tom Selleck. Like,
it's Tom Selleck. Is that... It's like I have a mustache.
Yeah.
What is Tom Selleck famous for? Is he an actor?
His mustache.
Yeah, but other than that. Is he just not a good actor? He is just famous for the mustache.
So if I say I want to go meet the garbage man and he's Tom Selleck, is Tom Selleck now, like, teleported to being the garbage man? Is there a second Tom Selleck now? Or is Tom Selleck just, like, weirdly method acting as a garbage man that day? And it just, like, happens to be the one that I met.
The latter. I think, because your subconscious would know in the premise of the question, in my mind, would be in your journey to go meet the garbage man, he is already
he
turned into
Tom Selleck.
He just
happens to be Tom
Selleck. Who you're going to pick, yeah.
Okay.
Or at least that's at least how you'll remember it as.
So then I would pick someone in a job setting where it's like it is just ridiculous and unfathomable that this person is here right now. why is this person doing this job?
Okay, like Warren Buffett.
Yeah, like Warren Buffett. He's the cashier at McDonald's.
That I could see as some PR shit though, because Warren Buffett's dumb.
What if
okay. He also says his last name wrong?
Warren Buffet,
yeah,
but
he works at a buffet.
He's the fry cook at McDonald's, and I just happen to like. I'm inside the McDonald's.
Yeah, and you see him walking in the background. Yeah. Nobody would believe
there's
that.
No,
you would freak
there's
out.
No cameras, no nothing. It's just him just casually walking around back there doing something.
But I only catch a Zapruder film glimpse of him.
You're not going to believe this. I'm 100% sure that was Warren Buffett.
I think the Zapruder film is the Kennedy thing, not the Bigfoot thing.
Yeah, that's the Kennedy one.
Son of a bitch.
The Katzenberg films.
Is that what it, what? There's no way. I don't even know what this is. It's just a, it's just Shrek 2. Spirit's on there. 100, a lot of frames. Spirit also looks happier than I remember him.
That's the first frame of the movie.
I thought he was a spiteful horse. I thought the movie was called Spiteful.
Yeah, well, that's just because you can't read.
Bit rude. Bigfoot famous footage.
Footage.
Oh, yeah. Foot. The Patterson Gimlin film.
Ah, oh, right. Patterson Oswald.
Or PGF. That's better.
That's just a file type.
I saw the Patterson film. There we go. You see a Patterson film-esque glimpse of Warren Buffett working in a McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah, holy shit. And you go in and he's not there.
Even worse, I'm in the McDonald's with someone else. I go, look, that's Warren Buffett. And they look and he's already rounded the corner. He's gone.
He's already switched jobs.
Is that really meeting him, though?
Yeah. In my mind, it is.
It is. That's close enough.
Yeah. For how transient I would hope Warren Buffett is in his meetings with people.
If you walked into like a Walmart right now.
Yeah.
And of all of the people in the Walmart, that what is there, like maybe 150, 200 people at a time in a Walmart?
Yeah, probably like, yeah.
If one of those people happened to be Warren Buffett, and they were all lined up from end to end at the Walmart, and you walked past, do you think you would notice that one of them was Warren Buffett?
No, I'm very bad at noticing people. You would.
But if you...
If I knew?
If you knew one of them was Warren Buffett, yeah. Could you tell?
100%.
Okay. Because everyone else but is Somalian. But that gives it away.
Oh, that's fair. So like a third of the people
he's
are going to be...
He's the one white dude in the entire Somalian. Store.
There's going to be a 96-year-old white guy in a suit. I mean, probably. I'd like to think I'd be...
You'd at least
fuck?
Do a double take. Maybe like, that guy looks kind of familiar.
Warren Buffett height. He's 5'10". Damn it, I thought he'd be... He's probably like 5'8 now, so maybe. I thought if he was like notoriously short... Then he would stick out more, you know?
You know what's really crazy is just thinking about the fact that you walk into a Walmart and a
You've
majority...
You've never seen Mitch Link?
And a majority of the people are Somalian. That is a very hyper-specific thing to us.
And Maine.
And Maine.
They were moved to the Scandinavian areas of the United States. That's the only two places they are. They are. Is the cities... whatever. So Minnesota, the cities in Rochester are like the two big ones. And then in Maine, like Portland, Maine. It's the only, which is stupid because those are the climates they aren't accustomed to. Just like, let's save him from this war-torn country and then just try to freeze him to death.
Well,
which
I don't
nobody
know.
Is
Maybe the
about.
Thought process is like someone might come hunt them down. This is the last place they would look is the tundra.
Man, maybe. But also, it's like, I've never seen a fat Somalian dude. They're all, like, malnourished. They're genetically not predisposed. They don't have an ability to gain body fat for the winter.
Unlike the Greeks, I've never seen a fat Somalian.
The Greeks. Yeah, but Greeks aren't fat. Well, it's like only the rich ones. Only the shipping magnates. The Onassis of the world. Especially Jackie.
Yeah.
Rude. Well, she was married into
Kennedy.
It.
Kennedy.
I think she's English.
Jackie Kennedy.
What was Jackie Kennedy's name before she got married?
Jacqueline.
Last question.
This is the last question?
For the today.
Okay.
With Matt Lauer. Uh-oh.
Oh, you don't say that. That's
remember
actually
remember
illegal.
People could say that before he raped people?
That's illegal to say.
That's
don't
illegal
say
to
that.
Rape people.
That is illegal, yes.
He has this rape button on his desk.
He presses it and then they push someone into his office.
Pretty much. An intern shoves like the soon-to-be next like lady reporter or
and
whatever.
And then the intern goes, excuse me, Mr. Lauer, do you know this is illegal? And he goes, save it! I don't want to hear it!
I'm in.
What? I'm already in.
He speaks with like show bits. What the fuck?
I guess he's seen Ocean's 12. I'm in.
So stupid.
Matt Lauer loves that movie.
Matt Lauer loves children more, but Matt allegedly Lauer loves
a lot of things. Loves
a lot of things that people. Well, people do love children, but then the good ones are the ones that just stop there and don't.
I'll go ahead and say it. This is an anti-Matt Lauer podcast. This is an
anti-Matt Lauer podcast. Pro Al Roker, though. He's the only group of the OG Today Show people that hasn't done any weird defiling of innocent
that
people.
That we know of. Al, don't let us down.
Who is the.
Al, you want to be on the pod?
Ann Curry has a racist last name and she's Asian. She's not even Indian.
That's not her fault.
That's a sin enough. It's her fault she married into it.
The point is, if you guys know Al Roker, let him know that we want him on the podcast.
Yeah, he can be in our neck of the woods, but not like how Matt Lauer would do that to children. Even though it hasn't come to the public yet, it will.
Yeah.
Because Matt Lauer's a child rapist.
Anyway, last question.
Last question. Colton Jacobson.
That is me.
What is the... What?
Okay. What is the same thing.
I didn't want to misquote the question. What's the best type of cheese for you?
Really any. I could eat cheese like I could eat bees. As much as can bees.
Everybody says the bee population should be increased, and I agree, but only because I want to eat more.
Yeah, exactly. I eat bees
for
breakfast.
The reason it's going down is because of me.
I eat so many. Every time I see a bee, I eat it. I'm on an all-bee diet.
I'm on a CB diet. Son of a bitch. That's so stupid.
When it comes to cheese, it depends on what you're doing.
Probably the kind bees make. That's good cheese.
That cheese wax.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, your cheese wax. That's what I tell people. Man. When I don't want them to know what I'm saying.
I'm just going to go with, like, aged cheddar.
Okay.
I think that's better than...
I think if we're thinking, like, just in general...
If you're eating a block.
You're not... If you're in a pinch,
you need a block of cheese, what would you go for?
Kobe Jack's really good.
Oh, I can't do it.
If I was in a pinch and I was eating a block, you think you'd go with cheddar?
Aged cheddar, yeah, specifically.
Mm-mm.
That 10 to 20 year old aged cheddar.
Honestly, like a pepper jack, if I was to eat
pepper
a block.
Jack is a very solid, good general cheese.
Yeah.
If they made a harder version of pepper jack, then you could really get it.
Why do you want it to be harder?
There's something about, I think there's a something I get from chewing it where it's not, it doesn't have that weird soft mozzarella.
I like to
thing.
Feel like a cow, harken back to the last bonus.
Soft
episode.
Cheeses should be.
I like to feel
melted.
Like a cow, so I like to have cud in
I'm
my mouth.
I'm surprised you didn't say Gruyere. You're a big Gruyere guy.
If I was to just
narc.
Eat a block of cheese, I wouldn't want it to be Gruyere.
Yeah, probably because it comes in a circle, you idiot. I didn't say you'd say Gouda.
You can block cheese if it comes in a circle.
Smoked Gouda is very good.
There's a lot of cheeses that are really
Let's
good.
Go through the cheeses.
Havarti.
Yeah, that's a good one. The Munster's another soft cheese.
Knock, knock.
Fuck. Who is it?
Havarti.
Havarti who?
Havarti, you glad I didn't say Gruyere? Like you were expecting me to say Gruyere.
That's so stupid.
I'm a soft cheese kind of man.
Ew.
I want it to be, like, I want to be able to pop it into my mouth and then use my tongue to push it up against my roof and then feel like I got a cheese retainer.
That's why poor old people don't have any teeth. It's because they ate soft foods for their entire lives. This is fucked. I have a cheese retainer. That's how I keep my lawyers.
I pay them.
They're all on
cheese
retainers. Son of a bitch. What's the worst blue cheese? Figured it out. Easy.
What's wrong with blue cheese?
It's like a block. It's shit.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't As want a pungent dip, cheese if I was just eating a block.
A dip, I understand, for wings and stuff, or like salad dressing.
That's so good.
But blue cheese as a cheese?
It's a pungent cheese.
It's, yeah. There's one that's worse, but it's British, and I can't think of what the fuck it's called.
You want to know what would be bad? There's a lot of bad block cheeses. Of cheeses. Any French cheese.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, any
French
anything.
French cheese, like a... What is it, like a goat cheese?
Is that bad?
As a block, yeah,
What's wrong
that would
with
be
goat
terrible.
Cheese?
You wouldn't want to eat it as like a full block of cheese.
British types of Oh, not Wensleydale. Cornish Yarg. I like the name of that. Oh, there was one of these. Maybe it is fucking... There was one of those things, those, the British talk show shit things, you know?
Of course.
And, somebody mentioned they liked one of the, like, a type of cheese, and then they just got lit into by somebody that it just stinks. And I was hoping to be able to
find it. I mean, all cheese stinks.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
Monterey Jack?
Wensleydale is what Wallace eats.
What?
Wallace and Gromit. That's what he eats. That's where I've heard that.
Taco seasoned cheese is good. As just like if you were just to eat cheese straight up. We were just about to have some cheese. Oh no, not cheese. Sorry, it brings me out in a rash. Can't stand the stuff. Not even Wensleydale.
In my lore...
Is that an actual cheese?
Well, yeah. The thing is, I think, too, is that they were going under. They weren't doing well, and then Wallace and Gromit came out. And then from the heavy plugging of Wensleydale cheese by Wallace, that helped the company.
What about the...
Gromit didn't put his fucking weight in. He didn't help.
Probably be a good cheese to eat as a block is the cheese from the cheese rolling event.
That should kill the queen. Limburger, that's what it is. It's known to smell like feet, and it's from Belgium, so that's fitting.
Yeah.
As the Belgium smell like cheese.
Correct.
Stinky as cheeses, it's French. Look at you knowing your cheese.
France got some pungent cheese, man.
Literally 4 of the 5 stinkiest cheeses are French.
Yeah.
This cheese is so stinky, this is the Limburger one, that is responsible for at least 1 attempted suicide.
Well...
And the New York Times article is unavailable.
You imagine reading someone's suicide letter and they said it's because of the cheese.
I can't believe your bitch of in-laws brought that fucking cheese to dinner.
I went to the store and I bought this cheese. I opened up the container and I killed myself.
I don't know what smells worse, the cheese your in-laws brought or your pussy.
I don't know what smells worse, the cheese your in-laws brought or your in-laws.
Oh, this is a good cheese episode.
This is a cheese episode, for sure.
Now I just want to look up types of cheese. I'm learning a lot. Parmesan's pretty solid.
Yeah. Parmesan.
35 types of cheese from A to Z.
Z.
How many pounds of milk do you need to make 1 pound of cheese? We have to find the answer at the end of this post. 3, 5, 8, or 10?
8.
Oh, yeah, string cheese. You need about 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of cheese.
The math doesn't add up. 10 pounds equals 1 pound? No. No.
Turns out you're doing cheese math wrong.
I've never been good at cheese math because I just eat the cheese. I'm on an all cheese diet. I eat the cheese
you're on a CB
and then
diet.
I be it. Oh. I become cheese. That's what after World War II, I went on the news and I said that. I said
after World War.
I said, I am become cheese. That was it. That's the whole sentence.
Yeah, you guys don't know how good you have it, not only having this amount of time around Colton.
What's that
from the episodes?
Mean? What does that mean?
But you don't get the additional time.
They're probably jealous, actually.
Yeah.
You think you have it good with how much time face-to-face that we have. What about me? I'm with me 24/7. How do you think I feel?
Great.
Yeah, I'm
you know
having
jealous
a blast.
I am of myself.
I'm having a blast.
It's the most narcissistic shit you've ever heard. What about government cheese?
I mean, that's a solid cheese.
We haven't really talked about
that. I could eat a block of Velveeta any
ew,
day of the week.
Ew, no. Pew. 100%. What is with you and soft cheese? You don't like applesauce, but you like soft cheese.
Applesauce is disgusting.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What are the ingredients in applesauce? Do you like apples? It's a puree.
Uh-huh.
Do you like pudding?
Yes. I'll eat a chocolate pudding.
The brat. It's a restrictive diet that's no longer supported. And the cram diets. I mean, cereal, rice, applesauce, and milk. Oh, if you really want to fuck up your kid's jaw structure, go with that one. Include applesauce given to children with diarrhea and stomach problems. I need to buy one of those fucking... Mayo Clinic has a gift shop, because, you know, after you spend $1 billion trying to save your dying...
As all hospitals do.
...dying kid's life, you can go to the gift shop and cut yourself.
They have knives to cut yourself so you go back to the hospital.
There's a... They always have wet floors. That's the only place in the clinic where there's wet tile floors.
Cuidado, piso mojado.
Oh my god. But there's that stupid book on the Mayo Clinic diet, and I'm like, I really should buy that book.
Should you just out of spite?
Yeah, just to find out what's wrong with it.
Is that in the gift shop?
Yeah. But I can find a PDF online, really. I should do that instead of supporting them.
Well, technically...
Nonprofit, though, but the doctors get $1 billion a year salary. I was going to say,
it's nonprofit, so if you download it online illegally for free, technically you're not stealing from the Mayo Clinic, so it doesn't matter. You're just stealing from charity or whatever they give their money to.
Yeah, they wouldn't. The state doesn't make any tax money, which is fair because they've only given me health care. So fuck them.
They've only saved my life.
Yeah, they've only helped me not die.
God, I hate them.
Which is ironic because the Mayo Clinic diet will kill you.
I doubt that.
Sign a bonus episode off with one of these Brain Quest cards. Changing it up.
Oh, you want to do a more Brain Quest?
Yeah. How many eggs are in a dozen?
How many eggs are in a dozen?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A quart.
Oh!
This might help you understand.
A quart.
A quart is 32 ounces and a gallon is 128 ounces.
Oh, right.
A dozen.
Okay, say the words that rhyme.
Damn it.
See, me,
P,
them,
fuck,
those.
Why only two rhyme?
Yeah, say which ones rhyme.
I see, me, P, them, those.
You think all four of them rhyme?
Five. I said five words, dumbass. Maybe you should do more math questions.
Well, the answer is north. God, these are so good.
Say which words rhyme, and if they answered one word. That's so stupid.
Which is bigger, a mouse or a moose?
The mouse's daughter.
The mouse is a little bigger. It's called Jog. Is the answer.
The mouse is a little bigger. That's so stupid. We're getting like meta jokes from the past and combining them with this shit.
I gotta go eat my rice now.
One more. It's actually, there could be a chance that the math questions, that the real answer and the answer on the back of the card are the same one.
Yeah.
So that's probably the best guess for the math ones, is just say what the fucking answer is.
Well, I would never guess. I just know math, so.
Vilma.
What?
Is feeling blue.
Okay.
Is she happy or sad?
jogging?
Apple.
Oh, right.
Of course.
That was my next guess. I was expecting a math question is why, so.
Why you said jog? Yeah.
Anyway, I had an epiphany Apple. Yesterday. I made some ramen noodles.
Yeah,
and as you have at the end of eating ramen noodles, you have a bunch of broth left over, right?
Yeah.
So instead of dumping it down the sink, I put it in the fridge.
You broil some eggs,
and I used the broth to cook my rice. And it's either going to be, that was pretty good, or the worst thing I've ever eaten. Yeah. So it's very high stakes with very little reward.
It's going to be a little improved rice or shit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I threw away a fucking pan I used to make pancakes today. So it's very hard to do with cast
iron. You made
pancakes
and you're like, I don't want to clean this. You just throw it away.
Well, because my grandma torches the fuck out of them and strips the seasoning off the cast iron. So I have to use her fucking whatever nonstick shit. And the one I used, I don't know what the fuck happened. It's never happened before with the little one. But the big one, I presume, and have just solidly accepted the idea that the surface of it is damaged and shit just doesn't. Because I put enough oil in there of, like, nothing should have sticked.
Yeah.
Immediately fucking burned and stuck the layer of it. And I started cleaning this. I'm like, wait a minute. What am I doing? We have, like, 40 of these fucking things. I just went outside and threw in the burn barrel.
Well, you can't burn that.
Yeah, but it's going to be dumped eventually.
Okay, that's fair.
I'll probably switch to the garbage can to hide the evidence now that I'm thinking about it.
I don't want anyone to know I threw this pan
away. She's not going to know.
She's like, hey, did you see my 38th pan? I've had that one. I've had that one since 1952.
You know that pan that doesn't work and always lets shit stick to the bottom? Even if you fill up like half the thing with oil, it just doesn't work.
You seen that?
That's
one?
My favorite. Where is it?
That was my grandmother's pan.
I should just get a stainless steel thing for pancakes.
You should get a stained steel thing.
Staining steel, and the steel leaches into your food.
Yeah.
Ooh, those are the best pancakes. Sometimes I'll put metal shavings in my pancakes just to switch it up.
Sometimes I'll just shave metal right into my mouth.
I'll shave over my pancakes.
I like eating hair and bees.
Some people wear hairnet, but then I just shave into the food to counteract the hairnet.
I can't land a job at a restaurant for some reason.
I can't land a job or a plane.
I can't land a job. I don't have a job.
I can't fly a job, let alone land one.
All right.
I could probably land a job, but I definitely couldn't fly it.
No, we're done. Quit making jokes. We're done. Rude. Save the jokes for the next recording.
Rude.
Okay. Yeah.
This has been a ZHG production.